saw, death conquers all. Not even the Dominator can wrestle death and win every time.
There are ways, she admitted, but not without those papers. You will return to your quarters now and reflect. I will speak to you again.
I was dismissed that suddenly. She faced the dying city. Suddenly, I knew my way out. A powerful impulse drove me toward the door. A moment of dizziness, and I was outside. The colonel came puffing along the corridor. He returned me to my cell. I planted myself on my bunk and reflected, as ordered. There was evidence enough that the Dominator was stirring, but the business about the documents not holding the lever we had counted on, that was the shocker. That I had to swallow or reject, and my choice might have critical repercussions. She was leading me for her own ends, of course. I conceived numerous possibilities, none pleasant, but all making a sort of sense. She'd said it. If the Dominator broke out, we were all in the soup, good guys and bad. I fell asleep. There were dreams, but I do not recall them. I awakened to find a hot meal freshly delivered, sitting atop a desk that had not been there before. On that desk was a generous supply of writing materials. She expected me to resume my annals. I devoured half the food before noting Raven's absence. The old nerves began to rattle. Why was he gone? Where to? What use did she have for him? Leverage? Time is funny inside the tower. The usual colonel arrived as I finished eating. The usual soldiers accompanied him. He announced, "She wants you again."
"Already? I just came back from there."
"4 days ago." I touched my cheek. I had been affecting only a partial beard of late. My face was brushy. So, one long sleep. "Any chance I could get a razor?" The colonel smiled thinly. "What do you think? A barber can come in. Will you come along?"
"I got a vote?"
"Of course not. I followed rather than be dragged." The drill was the same. I found her at a window again. The scene showed some corner of the plain where one of Whisper's fortifications was besieged. It had no heavy ballistae. A wind whale hovered overhead, keeping the garrison in hiding. Walking trees were dismantling the outer wall by the simple mechanism of growing it to death, the way a jungle destroys an abandoned city, though 10,000 times faster than the unthinking forest.
"The entire desert has risen against me," she said. "Whisper's outposts have suffered an annoying variety of attacks."
"I suspect your intrusions are resented. I thought you were going to disengage."
"I tried. Your deaf peasant isn't cooperating. Have you been thinking?"
"I've been sleeping is what I've been doing, as you know."
"Yes. So, there were matters which demanded attention. Now I can devote myself to the problem at hand."
The look in her eye made me want to run. She gestured. I froze. She told me to back up, to sit in a nearby chair. I sat, unable to shake the spell, though I knew what was coming. She stood before me, one eye closed. The open eye grew bigger and bigger, reached out,